stop and ask.
Nope, he forgot his coat. Bleak. Bleak. Who just announced his last show coming up March 24th? Yeah. Oh well. We'll talk then.
Nobody cares.
Everyone cares. I think I turned on the wrong mic also. That's my problem. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's the show. My name is Ben. I am joined in the studio right now for the rest of the hour. Yes, it's working.
This one?
Yes. Can you hear yourself?
No. No.
Can you hear me?
No.
It's probably not some mic on. Like, is this thing on?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
A lot of things are just broken when people can turn around. It's all good now. With Jesse Taylor, how are you doing?
Terrible.
Oh, well, you know. Well, you came to the right show for that then. So you came and you bought a bunch of records and such and CDs for us to enjoy, and you recorded a lot of the things that you've done.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
And how, what was the first one you did yourself?
The first recording I did?
Yeah.
Was Female Health in 2002, I think.
And what kind of gear did you have then compared to what you have now?
I had two...
Not that I even know anything about that.
Two SM57s, and I had a Neve console... And two Space Echoes.
So that was what you had. And did you have, what did you
oh,
have?
Oh, it's still what I got.
Yeah. So what got you into just recording? I mean, you play and you do, you just like recording your own stuff?
I couldn't afford like $300+ a day.
Of?
For most studios. So we just had to kind of do it ourselves.
Wait, what? How much does the gear cost? Not that I know.
The gear?
Yeah. Does it end up being cheaper?
Man, you just steal it.
Yeah. Right. Didn't you have a bunch of stuff being stolen? Speaking of which.
Yeah. Last year, right before my birthday, studio Night Prison got robbed and stole all of my master recordings and lost entire albums that weren't finished yet. We didn't have one mix, like. The Shearing Pinks, Void White LP, and the Bleeder cassette, and just a whole bunch of stuff. And then on my 30th birthday, I found it all on Craigslist.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, I actually didn't know this.
Yeah, and then me and my one of my best friends, Christian, we went on a stakeout, and I had a crowbar and a stupid disguise.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
and you got
and it all went down in front of Brad Linham's house. I don't know if you know that guy, Empty Love.
And you got all your stuff back, a lot of it.
Yeah, I got everything back except for my Game Boy and Final Fantasy Adventure 2.
What was it advertised as? Just like the come. And
well, 2 days previous, I posted on Craigslist saying like, "Yo, buddies, this is what I got ripped off. Please
let me know."
Keep an eye out for it, and and then 2 days later, the guy posted everything, and what he didn't take is he didn't take the adapters for anything, and then so when we called him up, he said, "Yo, there's no adapters, you can't try any of this," and so I knew it was mine right away, and then the cops stole $400 from me.
how did that happen?
That's
a long story.
The cops wanted to throw me in jail for getting involved and trying to get my own shit back.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, did the guy...
But then I made out with the police officer after.
that's why it's $400. Let's get some music started. We're going to start off with Anna. Good friends of the show.
Yeah, man.
Good friends of you.
They rule. We've recorded them maybe about 6 or 7 times. They're coming in next week to record their second LP. I know the first one just came out like 3 months ago. A second one's coming out. And this is from their last tour. They made a CDR. Yeah. And this is a track by Burning Witch.
Awesome. On CITR.
¶¶
You are still listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is a show. On the show tonight, I have with me Jesse Taylor from Night Prison Productions, or you from Recordings, and everything, who's doing a big show this Saturday that he can sort of talk about, but not necessarily all of it about. A lot of bands are playing this Saturday night at this secret location.
At the Roxy on Gravel Street.
At the Roxy. I heard it. I thought it was the...
The bouncers for your secret ticket.
Just line up there. Who's playing?
White Lung, Anna, Juvenile Hall, Needles and Pins, New Sensei, and Nunun.
And this is a lot... All of them? Every single one of them you recorded?
Yeah.
Throughout? So is it sort of like a fundraiser, celebration, anniversary?
Yeah, I mean, it's Valentine's Day, and it's also an anniversary of sorts, but its main thing is a fundraiser, because we're going to put out a LP compilation of all the outtakes and leftover stuff from all the bands, because it's all really, really good.
Right. So does everyone have actually extra stuff that's in the vault? So.
Yeah, a lot of bands, or maybe about half the bands or something, I'll ask them to record something extra, because I've been planning this for a little while. Because some bands will just come and record 2 songs for a 7-inch, or 3 songs, and then I'll try to get them to do a fourth or something like that.
Just for the hell of it. How much does it actually cost and such to put out an album?
I don't know.
Not counting like, your own recording time.
You could basically make like 300 copies of an LP for about $1,000.
Yeah, that's not, you know, free money though.
Yeah, you know, it's not that hard. I mean, you make an LP in about 3 payments over the course of 3 or 4 months. So
yeah.
Split up that cost over that time.
And you got something nice you can be happy with. Yeah, so it's Saturday at whatever it is.
It's at Celebrities.
Yeah, Celebrities. I was trying to name like random bars again, like
the red door.
I don't know.
Pump Jack.
Right. And it starts at 10:30 sharp because all the bands need to play.
Yeah.
And it should be a good.
And Dave the Dentist is going to DJ, so we'll be having a good dance party.
Yeah, awesome. Should we play more music?
Yes, please.
Until then, what are we playing now? This is track 7.
New Sensei, T-Swamp Park. This is from the upcoming Bloodstains Across BC 7-inch compilation out on Mammoth Cave next month.
Right, awesome. New Sensei on CITR. Oh, and also just a reminder that 10 o'clock, Decomposers of will be playing live in studio. They are one of the Shindig semi winners and such. Okay, so stick around for that.
I'll make you cry, sticking. WITR 101.9 FM and Timber are proud to present Sebado featuring Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw. Founded by legendary Dinosaur Jr. bassist Lou Barlow and touring in support of the reissue of their classic album Bake Sale, Sebado are true pioneers in the world of lo-fi indie rock. This is a licensed, all-ages show with advanced tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, Ticketweb.ca, and in Victoria at Ditch Records. Showtime is 9:30. Don't miss Sebado with Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw, proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
What did we just play there?
It's White Lung.
Oh, right lung.
Outtake. That's a different version of Viva La Rat with Daniel from New Sensei singing backup.
So would that be a thing that you put on the album?
Yeah, that'll be on the Night Prison comp.
Awesome.
Track 2.
White Lung's doing pretty well for themselves, I think. People are liking them.
Yeah, man.
Faking some ink.
Yeah, they should. They should be one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah. And before that, we played some... What was that? What did we play? Modern Creatures?
No. Modern Creatures, Radiating Lust. That was a track that was recorded for the Modern Creatures Twin Crystals Split LP that came out last year. And that's an outtake.
All right. And before that, some New Sensei.
Yeah, that was from that Bloodstains Across BC comp.
I'm here again with Jesse Taylor. Who are you playing with now these days?
I'm playing guitar with Shearing Pinks.
Yeah.
And doing some Christian Marks.
Yeah.
And just are in the process of recording the second Twin Crystals LP.
Oh, sweet. Very nice.
Yeah.
And when is Christian Mark going to play at the show, the makeup show? Because, well, last time Christian Mark's play on this program, it blew the soundboard.
Yeah, that was our first show, too.
Yeah. It was a good show. And the last time I saw you, I think I saw you at Honey. It was a great show.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the last show that we played. We haven't played for a while.
That was a good show.
That was a tight, solid album release show.
That was like the show where like Graham just got back like 2 days or something like that after the...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
So I owe you a show from everything. So, I mean, that could
be... You owe me more than a show.
Well, yeah. It could be the 24 Hours of Radio Hell. Who knows? Who knows? It could be anything. But we've got a new soundboard now. So let's see if you can break that, too.
Yeah. No problem.
So... Christian Marks and Shearing Pinks and Twin Crystals and everything. What are we doing now? Did I put anything in?
Yeah, let's play Tight Solid.
Yeah, that's what?
This is a Tight Solid lathe cut, 10-inch that I made, and we made 8 copies of it. I don't know if Burnside will have any for sale, but let's play first track on side B.
All right, on CITR.
Yeah.
All right, dead air, excellent. That's my fault. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Decomposers of will be on the show very shortly. They're doing their final sound check and fine-tuning such and such. We will get them on the air as soon as we can. I'm Ben. I am still here with Jesse Taylor from Night Imprisoned. Big show this Saturday night with tons of excellent bands that you would want to see. That's probably all we're going to say about it. You do not want to miss it.
It's at McDonald's.
Oh, man, I wish. At the balloon room, at the ballroom. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Come early and bring some toys. So we're going to play a few more songs. I think the band is almost ready, so this is for us. We're going to play a couple more songs, and then the band will be on. Decomposers of.
This next track is Hairy Legs.
Yeah. Is it track one that we're doing?
Last song.
Ah. So I got it right the first time. And the name of the band is Hairy Legs?
Hairy Legs.
Oh. Can you tell?
It's Legs.
Yeah.
And Harry.
Yeah.
And Conorrhea.
Good times. And we're gonna do that and maybe another one after that.
Yeah, let's save the you know.
The chit chat for that. Okay. All right, let's do it. This is CITR Radio. It's gone for 2 weeks and margarita mixes.
Back for a month.
Yeah. Okay, I'm still here with Jesse Taylor. We got time for one more song until the Decomposers Off is going to be playing live in studio. And then, yeah, again, big show Saturday night, good times. Ask your friends where to go and just follow them around.
It's at Starbucks.
At Starbucks. So, yeah, last song we're going to play Shearing Pinks.
Yeah, this is Cherry Pinks from our new LP we just mailed away for. Hopefully we'll be ready in time for our tour. And this is one of the first songs that I've written with the band.
Oh, when are you going to tour?
April 6th. We're leaving for...
Down south?
Yeah, a bit of a U.S. West Coast tour thing.
Yeah.
And then we're coming back. A couple weeks, and then we're doing 5.5 weeks across Canada with Anna.
Oh, wow. Anna just tours all the time now.
Yeah.
They're good. Just used to it. Okay, awesome. Thanks for coming out, and I will see you Saturday
at
The Gap. That was that's it for, well, that's not it. That's it for the canned music portion of our programming. It's now time to kick in to the live music section of this show. Live in studio with us right now, we have